Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ. With Thanksgiving being 1 week from today, we thought we would do our best to prepare you for your family for the holiday by drafting in this week's Fantasy Life Draft worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving.
The KCMQ Morning Shag Fantasy Life Draft. Shags, Trevor, and Joe Los each draft a team of three players. You decide who picked the best.
I'm sure I'll break all these rules next Thursday at Thanksgiving, but I have the first overall draft choice. Worst thing to talk about at Thanksgiving? I gotta go politics, baby. Especially in today's day and age, no one can stay civil.
No.
Everyone gets so angry that it's just best to avoid any politics at Thanksgiving dinner.
That's such a broad topic, though. That takes so many off of the list, and I don't think I like that. I think you need to be a little bit more specific. Like, what kind of politics?
All of them.
Give us a
good Lord.
I think there's some other things in here that you could draft that are open
for interpretation. Yeah. We'll go through it, discuss as we may need.
I think politics is
like
still
politicians
a good thing
to
say.
Would.
Yes. Joe, you got the second pick overall. What's it going to be?
Such a hot button issue these days that you would have never thought of however many years ago. Transgenderism.
Oh, my.
Oh, you talk about one of the most uncomfortable things ever. Oh, you never know, like, what side of the fence are you on? How is this going to go? I'm not going to take sides right now. I'm just going to say it's a tough one.
That could be a difficult conversation to have at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Especially depending. When it comes to the public restroom issue and that type of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
My goodness gracious.
Which bathroom did you use yesterday at Target?
Trevor, what's going to be the third pick of the first round?
You never bring up religion. Granted, you're with your family, so it's probably a little bit easier. But of course, you know, family members who have married in maybe don't share the same religion. You just don't do it. You just don't bring it up.
Or maybe you've changed your ways from the family religion.
Right? Yes. Maybe you've lost your religion. Or, I mean, like, it's just you don't want to do it.
Easy, R.E.M.
Right, thank you.
That wraps up the first round. Worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving going into our second round. Trevor, you have the next pick.
When are you going to have babies?
How do I write that down?
If you just want to say babies, I guess.
Babies.
Like the potential of future babies. Yeah, it's a question that a lot of, especially younger people, dread.
You gonna have PC babies?
Just put future babies.
Future babies.
Future babies. Those babies in the future. Joe, what's going to be your next pick? Worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving.
Well, since you're probably going to be with family, nobody wants to hear about your sex life.
Oh, goodness.
That is just gross.
Okay. Wow.
I had that as like a sleeper third round pick.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be able to get weird with it.
Me and the fiance had a great time last night in your guest room.
Okay, no, all right.
Or even calling someone out either if they're staying with you. Like, boy, you guys are making a lot of noise last night.
Squirrels in the attic.
God.
Trevor's getting uncomfortable. It's not
very uncomfortable.
Dinner.
Please move on. Gosh.
With my second pick, one thing you should never bring up at Thanksgiving, I'd rather talk politics than someone bring up how bad the food is.
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Never be critical of the food.
No.
Trust me, they're going to know because certain plates will be empty very quickly and other plates are always still left.
Right.
And no one wants to take them. Oh, hey, did anyone try my scallops? Anyone want to take some home? Like, slowly walk away from
this. Well, consider, too, like, it's a day of cooking. It's a day of hard work for whoever is in charge. Do not be critical about the food.
And usually
grateful.
Yeah, the person in charge usually is the best cook. It's the sides and stuff that other people bring that Aunt Karen shows up with, and you're just like, oh, God, did Karen bring her green beans again?
Right.
Oh, avoid those. You're nudging each other like,
I've never seen or heard that happen at Thanksgiving. I feel so blessed.
Good for you, buddy.
Yeah, right.
That wraps up the second round of worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving. Going into our third and final round with my third and final pick. This is one I've learned the hard way because, again, we are all childless here at the Morning Shag and Joe in the Afternoon. That one thing you should never do at the Thanksgiving dinner is be critical of other people's kids.
says the guy who is the most critical of other parents' kids.
Well, did you miss the part that said I learned it the hard way?
Yeah.
But you, no, you haven't, because you're still very critical. You are still on this show. We have a bit called Parenting Advice from the Childless.
But those are strangers' kids. We can make fun of them all we want. You just can't make fun of your family and loved ones' kids in front of them.
You did say, too, before we started, that you will be guilty of every single one of these.
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hope the future in-laws aren't listening to this.
You could criticize someone's kid while you spit out the food.
Oh, my
God. Oh, God. Who made this?
Oh, no.
Is it your kid?
And then mention the 2020 election.
Wow.
Oh, man, this has turned out to be a lot of fun. Joe, what is going to be your third and final pick? Worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving?
There's still so many good ones, but I can't see things really getting worse than everybody talking about who gets what when grandma and grandpa die.
Oh, my God.
So I had...
What?
So I have money as one of the things. Is that what you're drafting? Or you want to be specific in arguing
no,
over...
No, there's a difference. Yeah, there's a difference.
Because I had money, too, and that's a very broad topic.
Yes, I would agree. I had money, and I'm not thinking that. Like, that's way worse. Oh,
I mean, money
gosh.
Could come into that.
It could. But right, yeah, like, bequeathments? Like, how would you say that? Like, I... Oh, my gosh.
Arguing about G-Ma and G-Pa stuff when they die.
Oh... While they're there, while they're still sitting at the table.
Oh, well, yeah.
This is the most awkward Thanksgiving dinner I've ever heard. Taking all our picks, that would be, I would honestly love it. It would be just a fly on the wall. This is so weird. Trevor, what's your last pick?
Man,
worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving.
I thought I had a great sleeper pick, one that was going to be a bombshell, but I don't know, after some of the things you all are saying, you guys are horrible. Horrible.
That's the whole point of the draft.
But I am going to go with a thing you should never bring up at Thanksgiving dinner, Colin Kaepernick. Don't bring it up.
Oh, well done.
I know football's on the TV. Do not be tempted. Don't bring it up.
You should take a knee during the prayer before Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
No, you shouldn't.
Oh, this is insane. All right, we draft the teams. You draft the winner. Oh, who drafted the best team of the worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving? My team, politics, how bad the food is, and being critical of the children's behavior. Trevor, religion, future babies, and Colin Kaepernick. Joe, transgenderism, sex life, and arguing about grandma and grandpa's stuff when they die.
Okay, all right. This is going to get bad. 1-800-455-1967. Call or text. You can also vote on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, who has the best team of worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving in the KCMQ Morning Shag Fantasy Life Draft.
All right, Fantasy Life Draft. Who drafted the best team of worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving? My squad, politics, criticizing the food, and the bad behavior of the children. Trevor, religion, future babies, and Colin Kaepernick. Joe, transgenderism, sex life, and arguing about who gets what after their grandparents die. 1-800-455-1967. You can call or text the voter. Let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
KCMQ.
Holy hell, I think this is going to be the worst one yet. I gotta go with Joe on the grandparents, but damn, every one of those would get you killed in a house.
Oh, yes. I mean, the perfect storm would be all nine of these topics coming up at your Thanksgiving dinner.
Oof.
Like,
we got a text at 1-800-455-1967 saying, my vote is for Shags. My family is very open, no matter the topic, except for criticizing their children.
Oh, really? That's the one
That's
line.
A huge no-no,
you
man.
You do not cross.
Nope. You just got to turn
all
a blind
the other
eye.
Ones, sure, fine,
yeah.
Whatever.
Right, yeah.
Let's go.
Just got to turn a blind eye. Lisa.
You walk in. So how about Colin Kaepernick, you guys? Totally fine at their house.
Lisa on our Facebook page says, oh, my God, I'm laughing my ass off here. You guys are cracking me up. My vote is for Shag's best team this week.
Oh, man. Yeah. All right. 1-800-455-1967. Call or text. You can also let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag. Worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving dinner. Who has the best team? Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ.
Fantasy Life Draft, where we draft the teams. Your votes determine the winner. We who drafted the best team of worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving. My team, politics, how bad the food is, and criticizing the children's behavior at Thanksgiving. Mm. Trevor, religion, future babies, Colin Kaepernick, Joe, transgenderism, your sex life, and arguing about the stuff you get from your grandparents when they die.
Right in front of them.
Right there. They're right there at the table, man. That is.
Jake on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, says, thanks for the ideas, guys. This Thanksgiving going to save me a lot of money for Christmas.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Shags, you got my vote.
Oh, my gosh. 1-800-455-1967, KCMQ.
Hey, I'm
going
to have to go with Creepy Uncle Joe and his sex talk.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Creepy Uncle Joe. Oh, my gosh.
That's too much.
Okay, KCMQ.
I think I'm going to go with Trevor for the sole reason of the babies, because I'm 18, single, and gay, and I still get the question.
What?
Where do you want me to get them, Margaret?
Margaret.
Oh, Margaret.
Wow.
Lay off the poor girl, Margaret.
I really hope Margaret is like an aunt. I hope that Margaret is a real person.
Miles sent in a text saying, well, I won't trick-or-treat at Joe's house. I'm definitely there for Thanksgiving dinner. Can't wait to hear Pat talk about his wild sex last night while claiming grandma's bras and grandpa's drawers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. This is... Wow. All right.
That's some imagination.
You know, no matter the winner of this life draft, you know, we're all going to lose if we have this at our Thanksgiving dinners. Like, I think we can agree.
I don't think there are a loser in this life draft. Man. This has been phenomenal.
Have a voice recorder.
Worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving. Who drafted the best teams? My squad. Politics. How bad the food is. And criticizing the children's behavior at the kids' table. Trevor, religion. Future babies and Colin Kaepernick, Joe, transgenderism, sex life, and arguing about your grandparents' stuff when they die.
Colin Kaepernick still has me giggling. 1-800-455-1967. Call or text or vote on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag, and we will crown a winner of this week's Fantasy Life Draft. Class Rock 96.7 KCMQ.
Well, this may have been our most entertaining Fantasy Life Draft of the year, drafting the best, worst things to talk about at Thanksgiving. And Joe, with 51% of the vote, wins.
All right.
With transgenderism, your sex life, and then arguing about your grandparents' stuff before they die.
This honestly, like, when you drafted that team, I turned to Shags and I was like, I think he's going to win simply because, like, on both Shags and my team, those are things that I hear at Thanksgiving dinners. Like people still talk about it. The things you drafted, I never hear.
Would never want to.
I'm like, right. And it's like, oh my gosh, the reason that you don't hear it is because everyone agrees those are horrible things to talk about.
Please, God, no.
No,
let's not do this.
And he got a lot of votes of people saying, I laughed the hardest at Joe's picks, so he's getting mine.
I get it.
There were a lot of things you can still try to avoid talking about.
Oh, sure.
Dietary issues. Sorry, Trevor, no one cares that you have dairy butts.
I don't bring it up. I don't
like
bring it up.
Gluten allergy.
Is this free-range turkey?
for my lactose intolerance, most people now bring it up first. Like, do you have your pills? Like, my wife, I'll wait, do you have your pills? Yes, I have. Thank you. I have. Or my wife, like, now, can you eat this? Can you? Or, you know, I was like, yes, I can eat this. It's fine.
Another one, unemployment.
Unemployment.
When
are
you gonna start working again?
Right, yeah. How's the job search going? Yeah, that was
even,
a downer.
Even it kind of falls in the line of politics, but one that I would have accepted as a pick on its own. Gun control.
Oh, just so divisive.
My God.
So divisive.
Don't even.
That'd be a fun one.
Recent medical procedures.
Oh, my colonoscopy went swimmingly.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you don't bring that up. Don't, no.
You're calling us, you're calling Kaepernick.
Oh, jeez. All right, come on. Oh, geez.
Just the 2020 election.
Yeah, I think that could have been on its
that's
own.
Politics, though.
I
don't that's know. Politics.
Whoa, but that's a whole beast in itself.
Yeah, I think that one could have been drafted separately.
Nah, I would have called foul on that. But
even
regardless.
Someone's future plans, that's always. So what are you? What are you going to do?
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah.
You gonna stay in that dead end job?
Right. So what's the next step for you?
When are you gonna get a real job?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Wait a minute.
Not gonna lie, I've heard that a time or two.
Right, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Mom, radio is a real job.
Come on. Come on.
Let us know what we should draft. Oh, we're not drafting
next
week.
Not next week. No, Thanksgiving
we're
next week.
We're all going to be arguing with our family and loved ones.
Not about these things. I'll find some new creative thing to argue with my family about, but not about these things. Oh, my gosh. So I guess, yeah, if, 2 weeks from now, if you have a suggestion for what we draft in the next Fantasy Life draft, let us know. 1-800-455-1967. Call or text. You can also let us know on our Facebook page, KCMQ Morning Shag.
Thanks for listening to the best of the KCMQ Morning Shag podcast.
Oh my God! Are you crazy?
Hear more from Shags and Trevor weekday mornings on Classic Rock 96.7 KCMQ and KCMQ.com.